Thank you for downloading the Preventative HR podcast from GAP HR Services. To find out more, visit our resources section at gaphr.co.uk. But first, sit back and enjoy this week's Preventative HR podcast. There are various reasons why you need to issue contracts of employment. All of them are to help you as the employer rather than the employee. You could get away with not giving people contracts, but the biggest disadvantage of not doing so is that if you don't issue your own contract, the default employment law will apply to the employees. And as we all know, employment law is generally weighted towards the employee's rights rather than the employer's rights. If you have your own contracts, you can at least change some of those things, which will be better for you and your business. Reason 7, the law. Under employment law, you have to give employees a written statement of their terms and conditions of employment, which means a contract of employment, within 2 months of them starting. However, as you are probably aware, protection from any of the discrimination grounds, which are gender, marital status, age, race, religion, disability, or sexual orientation, starts from day one, as does the employee's accruing annual leave. When it comes to parting company, it's strongly in your favour, as an employer, to change the statutory minimum notice periods and the ability to put people on gardening leave to your benefit. If you don't issue a contract within 2 months, and there is a tribunal case, then there will be an extra award against you because you didn't issue the contract within 2 months. It may only be as much as 3 or 4 weeks' pay, but that's an extra amount that you don't really want to have to pay if you don't have to. You should also be aware that you cannot get an employee to sign away, in an employment contract, their rights as covered in employment law. Going back to our favourite example of notice periods, you can't have them on only 1 day's notice after the first month of employment. If you try and impose less than the statutory minimums, they will always apply in any dispute, and if it goes to court, they will be upheld. So what's the point of trying to change them and pull a fast one on your employees? Employees have access to a lot of free legal advice, so they will find out what you're trying to do fairly easily, and then your business will be in trouble. Save yourself the hassle and at least stick to the legal requirements, if nothing else, so the legal minimums. This particularly applies when it comes to health and safety, but that is a different topic. So that's yet another reason why it's a good idea to issue your own employment contracts to your employees so that you can protect your business. For daily human resources hints and tips, follow me on Twitter under @preventativehr. To listen again to any of our free podcasts, please go to our resources page at gaphr.co.uk and arrange your personal HR strategy session by giving me a call on 0845 459 6319.